Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for November 11th, 2013. In cryptid news, the thylacine became officially extinct in 1982 but had not been reported since the late 1930s. The thylacine, also known as the Tasmanian tiger or Tasmanian wolf, was a carnivorous marsupial that once existed in large numbers in Australia and nearby islands, including Tasmania. This poor dog-like creature was hunted to extinction with the last known wild thylacine killed in 1930. Numerous sightings have occurred in Tasmania and Australia, but despite various rewards aimed at producing evidence of the animal's continued existence, there has been no undeniable proof. The Center for Fortean Zoology has assembled a team that will investigate Tasmania for proof that the thylacine is still alive and well. The team will embark on 9 or 10 expeditions lasting around 2 weeks over the next 2 years. Last year, there was a sketchy story involving a group of hunters that saw a Bigfoot in the distance near Hudson Bay while they were picking berries. This year, another sighting in the same area has occurred in Quebec, Canada. The group of five claimed to have seen the creature back on October 19th. The creature was in an area that is supposedly only accessible by canoe, and the group decided that they wanted to figure out what it was. When they attempted to find it, they were met by the sounds of rocks being thrown their way. Despite not seeing the flying rocks, they decided that this must be a Bigfoot throwing rocks. This latest event is actually the third Bigfoot sighting in the last year in this particular area, and none of the three sightings have been very credible, despite a lone footprint discovered last year. A man in Mississippi claims to have videotaped a Bigfoot in his hunting property while waiting to hunt feral hogs. He filmed the Bigfoot from around 50 yards away. The creature seemed to be sitting and tearing apart a dead cypress tree. During the video, the creature seemed to start to stand up a couple of times, and 2 minutes into the video, it stood straight up with its back to the camera. At this point, the man took off running, leaving the camera filming the ground as he ran away. So far, this video points to a hoax, but sufficient evidence has not yet been obtained to file it away officially. And in other news, on Monday afternoon, November 4th, rumors began to fly rampant that Art Bell had canceled his show on Sirius XM after only a few weeks on the air. The message followed a statement that said, quote, "No new show tonight" on Art's Facebook page for Dark Matter. And he also said, quote, "Sometimes when you are all in, you win. Sometimes lose. By mutual agreement, Dark Matter will no longer air as of tonight," unquote. The message was posted just prior to the show being live on Sirius XM's Indie Channel at 11 p.m. Eastern. The show that aired was a repeat, and I made several attempts to call the Indie Channel as well as Sirius XM that evening with no confirmation on the status of the show. However, the next afternoon I received an email from Sirius XM that said it was Art Bell's decision to end Dark Matter. His ending on the show centered on the attempt to allow listeners to hear the show live for free due to issues with streaming the show. He stated, quote, "I started the show with the expectation that my listeners would be able to stream the show since most were coming from AM. They started the 30-day trial and found that it was dropping out on them every few minutes. After the 30-day trial, most did not renew. Why would they? Faced with paying about $180 a year for something that was not working right, what would you do? So I lost my base. My show is based on call-in. If all I'm left with is truck drivers with cell phones going down the road at 70 miles per hour, well, you get the idea. So I asked Sirius to allow free streaming for a year until they could fix their problems, and they said no. The show was simply not viable under these conditions. Signed, Art," unquote. This basic proposal was announced during his last live show, but came as a quick shock to listeners as the live show was replaced with a rerun that Monday night. Well, this makes little sense. Art is trying to get a pay service to offer the show for free live. Many have commented that they've never had such issues and never heard that the streams were cutting out. I can personally say I've never had an issue with Sirius XM, and I've had the service for over 3 years now, and there are many alternatives to merely streaming a show in regards to the ways a listener can listen to satellite content. I'm sure this goes much deeper than listeners and their signals dropping out, and one must wonder if this is the last of Art Bell on the radio. And even if it isn't, he is still signed with a contract with SiriusXM, so this would have to expire before he could appear on the air again. Well, Art Bell's return might have made it to the top 10 paranormal stories of 2013, but we'll probably now not have a chance. What stories will have a chance? Well, tune in starting December 2nd for the first two stories in the top 10 paranormal news stories for 2013, heard here on the Paranormal News Insider. And the top 10 will conclude on December 30th with the number 2 and number 1 story of 2013. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons. Thank you.